person asked the director that, how do you know when someone needs to be institutionalized? And the director said, well, that's easy. I usually fill up the bathtub with water. Then I give them a teaspoon, a teacup, and a bucket, and ask them to empty the tub and see how they do it. And the visitor say, oh, I see. If they use the bucket, then the normal person would use the bucket because it's bigger than the spoon and the teacup. And the director say, no, the normal person would unplug the tub and empty it. Would you like a bed by the window? As you know, our eating habits have changed in the last couple of decades. We go out and we eat out and we become more and more informal. Now you can go to a restaurant and go to the counter and order and then take a number and you go to the table and they will bring the food out to you. And usually in those places, we see more and more of those places popped up everywhere. And usually in those places, they would have a trash can, very visible, so you can see the trash can. And it is a way to tell the customers that when you are done eating, that's where you have to put the trash. And usually people do that, but most of the time, you can observe people in that restaurant, you see people would get up and just leave the mess and walk out the door. It is as they are saying, somebody else will do it, but somebody else will do it. And sometimes and we're guilty as well, you know, but hopefully not often. When we go to the grocery store, we see something on the high shelf about to fall, we usually pass it and say, thank you to ourselves, or somebody will see it and they will fix it. Or we see a trash can on the street, rolling on the street, and we just drive past it and we think to ourselves, somebody will pick it up. Or we hear someone need a volunteer or somebody to help with a project, and we would say to ourselves, someone else will handle it, and someone else handle it. And so the list can go on and on. You know, we just keep saying, someone else will do it. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, different forms of service, but there's only different working. But there's only one Lord who produced all of it in everyone. We heard that in the second reading today from St. Paul to the Corinthians. It's a very beautiful and uplifting reading. It reminds us that God created everything and God gave to us abundance. He gave each one of us a different kind of gift. And each one of us sitting here, we have a unique, different kind of gift that God gives us. And so sometimes we think about that, and in a broader sense, we would become lazy. You know, like someone else would have this. I'm sure that I'm not the only person with that gift. Somebody else would have the same gift, and they would step up. But today, maybe I encourage you to think of it as in a narrow way. You know, this is the gift that God gave us. No one else would have it. Just think about that gift that God gives us. There, you know that even their twins, brothers and sisters, they still not be the same. They are not exactly the same. They have different personality, different group of friends, and different interests, different likes and dislikes. So think about that. So every one of us is unique. And our gift is unique to God. And so we have to
use a gift. That's a saying that, you know, there is something done certain way in certain circumstances only can be done by us and through us, through you and through me. So think about that for a second, how profound that statement is. There's something done certain way in certain circumstances only can be done by us and through us. So that's the way that we can look at reading the second reading today. God gives us a unique gift that can only be done by us. So today, let us not pass by something or someone, especially let us not pass the bucket when it comes to love, because the Word is waiting, God is waiting, and let us not miss that opportunity to do something. Think about this is the only time, the only moment that God wants us to use that gift, and only us, only you, only me can do it. So each one of us has a special gift. Let us ask God to help us to do that, to use our gift well, so that we will not think about someone else will do it, but we are the only person that can do it.